Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com. At the Wisconsin State Fair, a century sesquicentennial celebration at State Fair Park in West Allis, the fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke collecting a story from a farm that's celebrating 150 years in Greene County, Monticello area. Talking with Glenn Berge, Berge Farms. So tell me, when you were a kid growing up, I'm sure you didn't recognize what you were a part of. When did you kind of get to the stage where you realize what a big deal it is to still be in agriculture for this long?
Oh, somewhere probably around 6 or 8, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's all I've ever wanted to do. Yeah. Worked tirelessly to get to this point. Incredible support from family, yeah. Mother and my father. And I just at a young age, I loved being out in the fields with my dad.
Yeah. How big is the farm? Tell me a little bit about it.
The farm is, the original farm's 475. We're about 900 right now. Row crops, corn, soybeans, wheat. The dairy herd was sold in 92 when my sister went on to college. We continued to raise the registered Angus herd until about 2008. Actually, I was loading the cows up the day my dad passed away.
Oh, wow.
So
everybody's got stories. Yeah, like yep. I said. Tell me a little bit about where did the family come from originally?
Around 1850, first ancestor came over from Glarner, Switzerland. Oh, came through the lakes. Landed in Milwaukee, hired a gentleman to bring him to the original property north of New Glarus. His son relocated to where we're currently at now. So I'm fifth generation. We're at south of Monticello. They purchased a couple different sections within 10 years, getting that farm to 475 acres by the turn of the century.
Right.
So that's where originally it came from. It was a registered Perchon teams and a horses that we had on the farm until about 1941, which was the first tractor that my grandpa bought in right before World War II. So that's kind of the start of it, and it's been we shipped a lot of cattle in from out west. My grandpa was big into bringing feeder cattle in from out west and backgrounding them and shipping them down to the Chicago stockyards.
Yes, sure.
We were very diverse. We had hogs, dairy, beef through the years. I had more of a passion for the crop side of it. So as I began to take over and buy the family farm out over a decade ago, transitioned naturally more into the row crops. I've worked off the farm all my whole life to help support it. I've had some couple great opportunities through corporate, but with the support of the family and a good friend, continue to farm nights and weekends, and when I retire, we'll go farming.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about some of the stories you remember from being a kid. I'm hoping they're good stories, but every farm is a little bit different. Tell me a little bit about some of the things you remember as a kid. We all talk about the smell of hay and stuff like that. What does Glenn think about when you think about some of those stories?
You know, really just, you talked about the smell of the soil, the spring, the hope of a new year, the joy of a good year, the prosperity of it. Baby black Angus calves down the pastures, yellow ear tags running around. I remember waking up my senior year in football Saturday morning. I couldn't hardly turn my neck, and my dad's like, "I know you're tired, but I need you," So you just got up and you kept going.
Right.
Just good childhood memories. I remember Christmas holidays, missing family gatherings because the cat jumped and unplugged the tractor and it wouldn't start, but yet I wouldn't want anything different.
Yeah, exactly. Tell me about the community now. I mean, for people that aren't familiar, Monticello, New Glarus grows, Monroe grows, but Greene County still has a very strong agriculture heritage. Tell me about the neighbors. When they found out you were celebrating, are some of those neighbors still around?
Yeah, there are. I am probably farming. I know a couple of my neighbors were all third, fourth generation farmers, right? Still on the same family farms over the hill. We'll be celebrating in September here. We'll have a farm party, and everyone's excited. There's a lot of multi-generational operations in our area. Obviously, as the industry changes, so are the operations. Some dairies have gotten bigger. There's a lot less of them, but they're very progressive. They're very They're very much reinventing themselves each year to stay successful, whether it's advancing technology or cutting back. A lot of row crops. I work in town. I manage an ag retail site. So, you know, a lot of interaction within the community of supporting one another. We've had injuries. We've had gentlemen get caught and trapped in silos, and it's one phone call, and neighbors are there. You know, so a lot of same stories that other communities can share, but very tight-knit. It's a very tight-knit community.
You know, you talk about fifth generation. How do you make plans to keep the farm in the family going forward? I mean, that's easier said than done. People need to understand.
It is, and unfortunately, usually takes trauma to do that. You know, that's what we endured. As my father was diagnosed with cancer over 12 years ago, it created a succession plan. You know, I don't have children. I don't have a family directly, but I've got very good friends and their family that are very much supportive of me, our family farm, and that's where the legacy continues.
Right. Glenn Berge along with us celebrating 150 years that the Berge family has held that land in Monticello. And again, just another one of the great stories shared during the 2022 Wisconsin State Fair. Brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial. I'm Pam Yonke.
Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.